You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hi there, folks. This is Joseph. And today for this presentation, I'm going to do a podcast of an app that's out. It's by Marty Schultz. It's called Blindfold Trivia Match. Basically, this is based off of the format of how Jeopardy works. But basically how this works is you're given a clue and you're given a few choices and you have to pick up the correct answer. And if you pick up the correct answer, you win the amount of the clue. If you don't get the answer right, you lose the amount of the clue. And this blindfold trivia match is very self-voicing, very voiceover accessible, and very addicting too if you like trivia games. At the end of this presentation, I will tell you how you can contact Marty Schultz himself and how you can contact me directly. I'm using an iPod Touch for this, which is running iOS 9.3.5, and is with VoiceOver, of course. I'm not going to be doing any talking while VoiceOver is speaking, for obvious reasons, because I don't want to screw up any audio mislatencies or nothing like that. First of all, I'm going to play the Trivia Files Help Guide. Then part two of the presentation will be, I'll come back on and announce what I'll be discussing on the main menu, then mute my microphone as I swipe over with VoiceOver, and come back on when I'm ready to do the demo. And the demo I'll be using from will be called Practice One Player, I believe, if memory serves me right. So, anyway, I'm going to mute my microphone and let VoiceOver take over and let you hear the guide for Blindfold Trivia Match.
Done. Button. To exit from this screen, tap in the upper right corner. Overview. Blindfold Trivia Match is a fully accessible trivia game inspired by the TV game show Jeopardy. You control this game using iPhone gestures. The objective of the game is to win more money than your opponents. The game board is laid out as 6 columns of categories, with each column containing 5 clues. You first pick the clue you want, and then select your answer. If your answer is correct, you win the amount of money for that clue. If your answer is wrong, you lose that amount of money. The first row of clues are the easiest, and are worth $10. The second is $20, third is $30, fourth is $40, and the fifth, which are the most difficult, is $50. Once you pick a clue, you must select the correct answer out of 10 possible answers. If you are correct, you win the value of the clue, and go again. If you are wrong, you lose the value of the clue, and your opponent goes. The round is over when all of the clues have been selected. If you answer every question on the board, and your opponent doesn't answer any, you would win $900. Playing each round to pick the clue you want, swipe left, right, up or down, then tap twice. When you move left and right, you are told the category, and the value of the clue. When you move up and down, you are told the value of the clue. After you tap twice, you hear the clue, and then you can hear each of the answers by swiping up and down. When you hear the answer that's correct, tap twice. To hear the clue again, swipe down with 2 fingers. Winning the game is over after round ends, and you or your opponent has more winnings than the target, which is $2,500 by default. Sometimes, even though you might have won the round, your opponent wins the game. That can occur if prior to this round, your opponent was close to $2,500 and won enough money in this round to exceed $2,500. You can change that in the settings screen. Free squares and prizes. Some of the squares on the game board are free squares, meaning you'll get the cash value of a square without having to select an answer. One or more of the squares on the game board are super squares. If you are the first person to pick a super square, you are told its prize value from $100 to $250. When you select the correct answer, you win that much money. If you are wrong, you lose the normal amount of money for that square. If you pick that square after the first person got that square wrong, and you select the correct answer, you win the normal amount of money for that square. Playing for free, this game comes with 10 coins, so you can play 10 rounds of Trivia Match. When you run out of coins, you don't buy more coins, instead you purchase one or more of the trivia packs. For more info, consult the Common Features Guide. Bad questions. If you think a question and answer is wrong, or unfair, or requires you to see the screen, shake the phone. That question will be submitted automatically to Blindfold Games and we will review it, and possibly remove it from a future version. It does not change the current game. When you shake the phone, the game will confirm your action. Your opponents. You can select or change the name and skill of your opponent with the competitor upgrade. You should pick a specific player for the game, so that you have the same player on each round. The competitor upgrade, you can still limit the number of questions in a row your competitor can answer, as well as change the competitor to always answer questions like a beginner. Settings. The settings screen has several sections. For more info, consult the Common Features Guide. Done. Button. Blindfold Trivia Match. Blindfold Trivia Match main menu.
Okay. What you just heard was the user guide for the trivia match. Now I'm going to tell you, or let VoiceOver tell you, what you'll hear going across the screen on the main menu when you swipe left or when you swipe right with one finger. To make sure I was at the main menu, I tapped once at the upper left-hand corner. and you heard it say blindfold trivia match main menu. Now I'm going to do a one finger swipe right, and you'll hear all the stuff available in the main menu.
Resume. Button. Selected. Practice game one player. Two player game. Current game scores. Button. Reset game scores. Button. Help. Button. Settings. Button. By game or upgrades. Button. By game or upgrades.
Okay, all those things are self-explanatory. The buy or get upgrades would allow you to pick the trivia pack that you want to get once you need to get it in-app purchases. The settings would allow you to modify game settings. And the help, you can go on there and read the user's guide again if you need to, or the common features guide. You can explore that at your own convenience. Now, I'm going to mute my microphone on my headset and do the practice one player game and do a couple of rounds and do a couple of questions from a certain category so that you can hear. But before I do a certain category, I'm going to let you hear all the available categories. Now, it may take a couple of seconds while the categories load because they have to be downloaded from a server first, I think, if memory serves me right, before you can actually start playing after you select your game mode. So, here I go with a couple questions from the mode Practice One Player.
Resume. Selected. Two-player game. Selected. Practice Game One Player.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with three fingers. Starting practice game one player. It's your turn. Pick a square, then tap twice. You are at the square, Asian history, $10. You are at the square, the Old Testament, $10. You are at the square, Asian history, $10. You are at the square, the Civil War, $10. You are at the square, state borders, $10. You are at the square, survival skills, $10. You are at the square, plants and trees, $10. You are at the square, survival skills, $10. For $10, the clue is, if you must move a victim with a broken bone, apply one of these to prevent the broken bone from moving. Tourniquet. Heat stroke. Circulation. Hyperventilating. Arteries. Quicksand. Jellyfish. Constrictor. Splint. A tracheotomy. Splint. Correct, you won $10. Your balance is $10. It's your turn. Pick a square, then tap twice. You are at the square, survival skills, 20. You are at the square, state borders, $10. You are at the square, the Civil War. You are at the square, Asian history. You are at the square, the Old Testament, $10. For $10, the clue is, let's all flock to read Psalm 95, in which humans are compared to these animals. Sheep. Blindness. Saul. The Egyptians. Moses. Isaiah. The Philistines. Sarah. The Psalms. Garden of Eden. The Psalms. The Egyptian. Saul. Blindness. Sheep. Correct. You won $10. Your balance is $20. It's your turn. Pick a square, then tap twice. You are at the square, the Old Testament, $20.
Practice game one player.
Well, folks, you've just heard Blindfold Trivia Match demonstration and how it's actually played. If you get a category wrong or get an answer wrong, it'll tell you incorrect and it'll say how much you lose. And I think it might tell you what the correct answer was, too, if I'm not mistaken. If you wish to contact Marty Schultz, you may do so at the email address of marty@kidfriendlysoftware.com. That's marty@kidfriendlysoftware.com, or he's got another email address of marty@blindfoldgames.org. He checks either one. So, marty@blindfoldgames.org or marty@kidfriendlysoftware.com. If you wish to contact me, you may email josephweakland@att.net. If you wish to Roger me, you can look for Harmonica Player, H-A-R-M-O-N-I-C-A-P-L-A-Y-E-R, because I'm on Roger. So, yeah, if you wish to follow me on Twitter, you can use JOEWEAKLAND 1027. If you wish to follow Marty Schultz, his Twitter name is at Blindfold Games. That's at sign BLINDFOLDGAMES.com. Until next time, thank you for listening, and you have yourself an awesome day. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.